Calls are growing for Homeland Security to take more action in identifying the drones reported night after night in New Jersey and New York. And ABC News has reached a multi-million dollar settlement over comments its top political host made about President-elect Donald Trump. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Monday, December 16, 2024. As the number of drone sightings in New Jersey, New York, and other parts of the eastern U.S. grows, so do the questions about their origins. Now, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are demanding answers. For weeks, the drones were mostly seen in the Garden State, but are now appearing elsewhere. U.S. security officials said the drones don't appear to be the work of a foreign adversary and should not be considered a public safety threat. However, the drones are still causing concern. On Sunday, December 15, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called for the Department of Homeland Security to do more to deal with the drones, including deploying drone tracking technology to identify them and their operators. "It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's a drone," Schumer said. And when it comes to drones, people in the New York area and all across the country have more questions than answers. The question is, why haven't the federal authorities detected them yet? But now we're pushing them to get this done quickly because it's been too long where there have been no answers. Speaking on ABC's This Week on Sunday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas confirmed the federal government has deployed additional resources, personnel, and technology to assist New Jersey State Police in addressing the drone sightings. He echoed statements from federal agencies during a Saturday, December 14th press call that other aircraft are being mistaken for drones. Some of those drone sightings are, in fact, drones. Some are manned aircraft that are commonly mistaken for drones. And we do see duplicative reporting, but there's no question drones are being sighted, Mayorkas said. Republican Representative Mike Waltz of Florida, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be national security advisor, told CBS News the lack of answers shows a lapse in authority between local law enforcement and federal agencies. "I think Americans are finding it hard to believe we can't figure out where these are coming from," Waltz said. "I could tell you from the Defense Department standpoint, they're focused on bombers and cruise missiles, and it's pointing to gaps in our capabilities and in our ability to clamp down on what's going on here, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And I think the Biden administration is working to do that." New York Governor Kathy Hochul said the federal government has agreed to deploy state-of-the-art drone detection systems in the state after a drone caused Stewart International Airport in West Windsor to shut down for an hour Friday night, December 13. Meanwhile, in Boston, two men were arrested over the weekend for allegedly flying a drone too close to Logan International Airport. A third man is still being sought. ABC News and its top political host, George Stephanopoulos, reached a settlement with President-elect Trump in a defamation suit. Details of the settlement were released Saturday, December 14th. The lawsuit pertained to comments Stephanopoulos repeatedly made on his Sunday show This Week about the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit, in which he said Trump was found liable for rape. Last year, a civil jury ruled Trump sexually abused and defamed Carroll, but found Trump not liable for rape. ABC News agreed to contribute $15 million toward Trump's future presidential library, and the network must issue a public apology, which will appear as an editor's note on its website. Also, Saturday, the president-elect attended the 125th annual Army-Navy football game. He was joined by allies, including Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. His pick for Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Marine veteran Daniel Penny, who was acquitted of negligent homicide charges last week, also joined the group as Vance's personal guest. In Washington on Sunday, December 15, President Joe Biden urged Democrats to stay engaged as he and Vice President Kamala Harris made an appearance at the Democratic National Convention's holiday reception. They both thanked party members for all they did for Harris's presidential campaign effort and Biden's presidency over the past 4 years. Biden highlighted some of what he said were his administration's biggest accomplishments, including the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and the 2022 CHIPS and Science Act, which aimed to boost semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. "The one thing I've always believed about public service, and especially about the presidency is the importance of asking yourself, have we left the country in better shape than we found it? Biden said. Today, I can say with every fiber of my being, with all my heart, the answer to that question is a resounding yes, yes. Biden also said he intends to remain engaged with party politics once he leaves office in January. He also predicted Harris would remain a central figure in the party's future. South Korea's constitutional court has begun reviewing the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol over his martial law attempt. The court is set to hold its first public hearing on December 27th and has up to 6 months to decide whether to remove Yoon from office or to reinstate him. Meanwhile, a joint team of investigators from the police, the defense ministry, and an anti-corruption agency are planning to call Yoon in for questioning Wednesday, December 18th. On Monday, December 16th, the team tried to issue a summons for his appearance to officials at Yoon's office and residence, but they refused to accept it. It was anything but a marvelous debut for the latest superhero movie from Sony. Kraven the Hunter brought in $11 million in its opening weekend, making it the worst of any Sony's Marvel superhero films, behind February's Madame Web, which earned $15.3 million. Kraven came in at number three at the box office behind blockbusters Moana 2 and Wicked. However, this is not the end of the line for Sony's Marvel movies, as another animated Spider-Verse picture is in production, and a fourth Spider-Man film starring Tom Holland is set to begin filming next year. That one is in partnership with Marvel Studios. In case you missed it over the weekend, college football history was made at the Downtown Athletic Club in New York. Colorado's two-way star Travis Hunter won the 90th Heisman Trophy Saturday night, December 14. In doing so, the 21-year-old wide receiver and cornerback under coach Deion Sanders became only the second Buffaloes player and the second full-time defensive player ever to claim the prize. It also marked only the fifth time this century a quarterback did not win. In addition to the Heisman, last week Hunter became the first player in history to win the Bednarik Award for Best Defensive Player in the country and the Biletnikoff Award for the Best Receiver. He was also named AP College Football Player of the Year. Next up, Colorado is headed to the Alamo Bowl on December 28th. Hunter has pledged to play the game before he's expected to become a top pick in the upcoming NFL draft.